This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Kent Willis is the executive director of the Virginia ACLU. He joins us on the long line from his office in Richmond. Good afternoon, Kent. How are you doing?
Good afternoon, Coy. I'm doing just fine.
We have a bit of a situation going on up here. I appreciate your patience. I wanted to touch base with you. There was some recent news coming out of your office regarding the third in a series of three studies regarding the death penalty and how it's applied here in the Commonwealth. Can you fill us in on some details?
Sure. And certainly this is an informal series, not a planned series of three, but in the last 6 years, 2000, 2003, and now 2006, there have been three separate reports on the death penalty in Virginia, significant reports, each very detailed and each coming up with new findings. All of these, of course, are pointed at problems or flaws in the way the death penalty is administered in Virginia. The first two reports, the first report called Unequal, Unfair, and Irreversible, which was really the first major study of the death penalty, and the ACLU did that report in 2000, and that looked at issues like the quality of counsel, how well trained were lawyers, and how much resources did they have, and found that they were woefully lacking, lawyers who represented death-eligible defendants. Also looked at the judicial review process, how the courts in Virginia, both federal and state, compare to other courts across the nation, and found that the courts here were probably the most restrictive in the nation in the sense that they were the least likely of all courts to reverse a death sentence from a lower court. And it also looked most significantly at the issue of race and found that across the board there was racial discrimination in the way the death penalty is administered in Virginia. None of these are shocking revelations, but they were for the first time documented in a significant way. The next report in 2003, Broken Justice, looked at issues like prosecutorial misconduct, that is what prosecutors can do typically intentionally to either hide evidence or make sure that the or work in a way to make to ensure that a trial is not as fair as it should be. Also looked at access to the courts. What kind of procedures exist in Virginia that make it difficult, particularly for people who have been convicted who have a conviction of a death sentence, to actually access the court when new information is available, and also looked at the issue of prosecutorial discretion. And the fact is that one of the things that's quite shocking to a lot of people about the death penalty, particularly in Virginia, is that it's a very political process. And a prosecutor in Danville may be very aggressive, and he will pursue every death-eligible crime with a capital punishment charge, where maybe someone in Richmond never does it. And so what you find is that the same crime committed in different parts of the state gets radically different treatment, primarily because of the politics of prosecution. What the new report does that's different from any of the others, and the first two reports were ours. This report is primarily the work of the Virginians for Alternatives to the Death Penalty, a Charlottesville organization, and we're simply an endorsing organization that helped put the report out. What we have now, what we did before, was identify the significant flaws in the death penalty that mean that that indicate that it's unfairly administered in Virginia. What this report does is give a blueprint for legislators on how to fix it. And it did that by going to a commission created in Illinois a few years ago after Illinois discovered that it had a huge mess in its capital punishment system. And a number of people were exonerated. And after these individuals were let off death row after discovering that they were innocent of the charges brought against them, the governor formed a commission. The commission looked at the whole death penalty there and said, here are the 85 things you need to do to make sure that the death penalty in your state is properly and justly administered. And what this report does is take those 85 recommendations from the Illinois Commission, apply them to Virginia law, and say, here's, if you want to fix Virginia's death penalty and you want to make sure that an innocent person is never executed and that any person that's being charged with a capital crime is fairly treated, then this is how you do it. I guess the last thing I want to say, because I'm just talking on and on here,
right,
is that this report found was then of the 85 recommendations from the Illinois Commission, only 12 of them does Virginia completely comply with, and in 47 of the 85, Virginia does not comply with them at all. This is an important report. It looks at the detail, the nuances of how the death penalty is administered. It gives a failing grade to Virginia, but it also gives, as I said earlier, a blueprint for legislators. Legislators now are not just faced with the problems we've identified, but they're given a specific ways, 85 of them, on how to make sure the death penalty is fairly administered in Virginia.
That's amazing. That's a really disturbing report, Ken. I mean, if there's 85 ways to have an effective and fairly administered death penalty system, Virginia only has 12 of them that it does right, and 47 it doesn't even do at all.
That's right. Yeah, and then there are a whole bunch in between, as you can tell, that Virginia sort of does somewhat, but not completely.
Yeah.
It's disturbing. On the other hand, it's not unexpected, given what the previous report showed about the death penalty in Virginia. But it does give us this blueprint.
And this is not an argument, do we want to have it or we don't want to have it? That's a separate argument. These studies say, okay, we have it. Does it work? Is it fair? You know, is it administered in a way that we can be proud of the justice system working correctly? And it doesn't even come close.
That's right. And what we're hoping here is that with this report, we move beyond the issue of the death penalty itself. There are organizations that have supported this report that are, some are against the death penalty and some are not. All of us agree, though, that if you're going to have the death penalty, and the ACLU is opposed to the death penalty, but the ACLU is also for due process in the justice system.
Right, right. If you're going to have it, let's make it work.
If you're going to have it, let's do it right.
Yeah.
This is the one completely irreversible penalty that the state can mete out, and you better do everything right. An example of this report, the detail of this report that it was not in previous reports, for example, is that this report talks about from the moment someone is arrested, how they're treated. For example, it talks about how police and pretrial investigations are conducted. And it says things that are just obvious and simple.
Kent Willis is the executive director of the Virginia ACLU. Kent, I want to explore this very topic on another program when we have more time to devote to it. And perhaps we can get the folks here in Charlottesville who helped prepare this report and you back on, and we'll look at this in more detail.
I'll be happy to do that.
Great. Kent Willis, thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Good to talk to you. This interview is archived in its entirety on the Charlottesville Podcasting Network at sevillepodcast.com.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit sevillepodcast.com for more.